Good evening, everybody. As we all know, this coming Friday is Asar B'Teves, and it's an appropriate time to talk a little bit about the halachas of Asar B'Teves, perhaps the difference between Asar B'Teves and the other of the Dalet Tzomos as we know them, and then maybe we'll discuss a little bit about Tanis Tzibur in general and some interesting halachas that some of us may not be aware of. So let's begin like this. In Shulchan Aruch Aruch Chaim Siman Tav Kuf Pei, it's pointed out that not only is Asar B'Teves an official fast day, but in fact there are fast days even before Asar B'Teves. So let's see, the Shulchan Aruch says, Elo Hayom She'iru Behem Tzaras Lavaseinu. There are a couple of days, aside from the Dalet Taniyos as we know them, there are a couple of days which are also considered days of Tzara Tekla Yisrael. V'roi L'Hisanos Behem, and one should fast on these given days, Alfa Pishem Ektasim B'Rosh Chodesh, even though some of these days fall at Amr Shchodesh, Yesh Mishomer She'isanu Bo. V'tom Shalala Hashlam B'Rosh Chodesh. Says the Ramah, yes, some have the practice to fast even if these horrible days are on Rosh Chodesh. However, even if one picks up this minhag to fast on Rosh Chodesh, he shouldn't finish off the entire day in fasting. So I skipped a couple of lines because it's not important to know all the other fast days, but basically what the Shulchan Aruch says here is, Beches B'Teves, lo and behold, there is a minhag for those to fast on the eighth day of Teves. Why? Because on that day, Nichteva HaTorah Yevanis, on that day, the Torah was written in Yevanis, Bimei Talmai HaMelech, Vayachoshech Bo'olam Shlosha Yamin. Then there's a minhag to fast on Tisha B'Teves. There's a minhag to fast on the ninth of Teves. So lo and behold, there's 8, 9, and 10. So some had the practice to fast 3 days in a row. So on the ninth day, Lo Noda Ezehi Hatzara She'irubot. The Shulchan Aruch says, we have some sort of practice in many communities that they fast on the ninth day of Teves. However, we don't quite know what the reason is for. The Magen Avraham points out that for anyone who pays attention, which is nobody, but for anyone who pays attention to the Slichos on Asar B'Teves, it says Beferish what happened. Why does the Shulchan Aruch say he doesn't know what happened on the ninth day of Teves? In fact, it says that that was the day that Ezra HaSofer died. So why does the Shulchan Aruch say that he doesn't know what happened? Others want to say that that was the day that Osa Ish was born. Okay, a bunch of different opinions. Basically, there are ideas of what exactly happened on the ninth day of Teves. So it's strange that the Shulchan Aruch says he doesn't know what the reason.
Whatever happened on Yud happened on Tez.
What do you mean? Happened on Yud?
Yeah, but Tez, they were there. It didn't all of a sudden materialize. Poof! Yeah.
It did.
Came,
it did.
No.
But it has to start at some point.
They must have been near there already.
So maybe it started with Shchodesh?
They broke through.
Yeah. So let's see. So you're right. So let's see what happened exactly on Asar B'Teves. Obviously, in our community, we know that we don't generally have the minhag to fast on Ches and Tes. We only fast on Asar B'Teves. So let's see. Let's learn a little bit of Navi together just to get a little bit of a background as to what exactly happened on Asar B'Teves. So let's look in Malachim Beis, Perek Chafei. We'll learn a few psukim together. Vahi b'shnas hatshiyas l'malcho. It was the ninth year of the Malchus of Tzidkiyahu HaMelech. B'chodesh ha'asiri. It was in the tenth month. What is the tenth month?
This month.
Teves. Be'esra l'chodesh, on the 10th day of that month. So that's Asar B'Teves. Ba Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel hu v'chalchelo al Yerushalayim. Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel came on to Yerushalayim. Vayichan aleha vayivnu aleha deik saviv. And they made a siege around the city, and as the Matsudas explained, they made a migdal. They made a watchtower to make sure that they could see that nobody would escape from Yerushalayim. Pasuk Beis. V'tabahu yir b'matzer. And this was a terrible situation. Everyone was in the middle of the siege and it was getting very difficult. Petisha l'chodesh v'yechzak ha-rav, on the ninth day of the month, the rav, the starvation, became completely unbearable. V'lo haya lechem la'am ha'aretz. V'ati baka ha'ir v'chol anshe ha'molchama ha'layla derech shar ben ha'chomosayim asher al-gan ha'melech v'kazdim al ha'ir saviv v'ilech derech ha'arav. So then, there was a group of people that broke out of the city to try to find some food, to try to get out of the siege. Immediately, vayirdefu chel hakazdim achar hamelech, vayasigo sar ba'arvus hirecho v'chol chelo nafotsu me'alav, and everybody goes running after the melech Tzidkiyahu, who snuck out of Yerushalayim, and all of a sudden, all of his bodyguards left him, and Tzidkiyahu hamelech is left there by himself. Vayispesu as hamelech, so they grab Tzidkiyahu hamelech, vayalu oso hamelech bavel, rivlasa, vayidabru ito mishpat, they bring him to court, they bring him for a judgment. What's going to be with Tzidkiyo? They killed all the children of Tzidkiyo, unfortunately. And they went ahead and they blinded him by and they put shackles on his legs by Bavel, and they brought him to Bavel. He shnas tshasrei shana lemelech Nebuchadnezzar melech Bavel ban Nebuzaradan rava tabachim eved melech Bavel Yerushalayim. So then this led to a couple of years later Nebuzaradan coming, but Yisro Ves Beis Hashem, he destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, Ves Beis HaMelech, Ves called Bati Yerushalayim, Ves called Beis Gadol Saraf Ba'esh, Ves Chomish Yerushalayim Saviv, and he went around to the walls of Yerushalayim, Natzu, he destroyed them, Chalchel HaKazdem Asher Rav HaTabachim, Ves Yeser Amen Ashar Ba'ir, Ves Anoflim Asher Naplu Al HaMelech Bavol, Ves Yeser Amen Hegel Nebuchanet, Nebuzaradan Rav HaTabachim. So basically, the way this whole parak starts off is that it was on the 10th day of the 9th month, the 10th day of the 10th month, which is Asar B'Teves, and comes along this Nebuzaradan, this Nebuchadnezzar, and he goes and he breaks into the walls of Yerushalayim, and he makes a siege around Yerushalayim. That, basically, in effect, brought about the whole Churban Beis HaMikdash. That's what we see in this one parak of Malachim Beis, where we're told about the whole story and how this led to the destruction of everything. So that is the reason why we fast Asar B'Teves, because, in fact, this was the beginning of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. If you look in Yecheskel and Perek Chaf Dalet, look at number Gimel. So over there we're told as follows. Vayhi Dvar Hashem Eli. Eli is who? Yecheskel. So the Ribbono Shel'Olam told Yecheskel in the Nebuah, Bashana Hatshiyas Bachodesh HaAsiri Be'Asar LaChodesh Lemar. Again, this was on the Asar B'Teves. Ben Adam is referring to Yecheskel. So he says, You, Ksav L'cha Hashem Hayom Hazeh. Write down as etzem ayom azeh. Write down that today on Asar B'Teves. Write down the exact date. Samach Melech Bavel as Yerushalayim. The etzem ayom azeh. Make sure you write down and have it for all posterity that on this day the Nebuchadnezzar Harasha went ahead and made a siege on Yerushalayim. Okay, so that's basically what happened. If you look at number Dalet, the Navi Zechariah says the following, and this is what the Gemara Rosh Hashanah picks up on. We'll see in a minute the Gemara, but basically the pasuk says Ko Amar Hashem. So the Ribbono Shel Olam tells us, Tzom Harvi, V'Tzom HaChamishi, V'Tzom HaShvi, V'Tzom HaAsiri, Yia LeBeis Yehuda L'Sasan U'LeSimcha. One day these Dalet Tzomos will be L'Sasan U'LeSimcha. They'll become Yom Tovim. Now, what are these four Taniyos that we're describing in the Pasuk in Zechariah? So says the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yudches Amud Beis, let's learn a Shtickle Gemara as follows. Tani Amar Reb Shimon, not so simple. What are these four Taniyos that the Pasuk is describing? So Reb Shimon says, Arba Dvarim Hayu Rabbi Kiva Dorish, Ve'ani Ein Dorish Kamosa. There are four things that Rabbi Kiva darshins, and I disagree with him. I, Reb Shimon, disagree. Number one, the Pasuk says, Tzom HaRavi. What is Tzom HaRavi? Ze Tisha B'Tamas. This is the ninth day of Tamas, Shabo Huvka Ha'ir. Because on that day, what does that mean? Huvka Ha'ir. They broke into the city. Shenamar b'chodesh arvi b'tishah l'chodesh v'yechzak arav v'ir v'lohay alechem la'am haaretz v'tibaka ha'ir. V'amaykar they revi. Why does the pasuk call it revi? Says the Gemara, because revi l'chadashim. Why would we have Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz? So, this is a fast in the fourth month of the year. Tzomach hamishi. What is that referring to? Zeh tishah b'av. That's the next month. Oh, so it should have been Shavasar as we know it. But what does it say? Oh, so this is the first Beis HaMikdash. That's why. It says Tisha because this is the first Beis HaMikdash. And we'll get to your point in a minute. What's with Shiva Asar B'Tamas? The Minchas Chinuch points that out in a couple of minutes. We'll get to it. Then says the Gemara further. V'tzomach HaMishi Zeh Tisha B'Av. Shabo Nisraf Beis Elokeinu. Because on Tisha B'Av, that's when the actual Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. V'aymai Kari Lei HaMishi. Why does the Torah call Tisha B'Av the HaMishi? Because HaMishi L'Chadash. Then Somashvi Zu Shlosha b'tishrei, shabo nera Gedalia ben Achikam. This is Tzom Gedalia as we know it. Omi harago and who killed Gedalia? Yishmael ben Esanya harago. Fascinating story in and of itself, but maybe we'll talk about it closer to Tzom Gedalia. L'lamedcha says the Gemara, Sheshkula mishasan shal tzadikim kisreifas beis alokeinu. From the fact that the death of Gedalia ben Achikam is put together in the category of Churban Beis HaMikdash, Churban Yerushalayim, you see that it's just as chamer to us, it's just as serious as Sreifas Beis HaLakeinu. Parenthetically, the Arsameach points out in the Meshech Chachma that there's a stira. Over here, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Ches that it's Kasha, it's Shkula, Misas and Shal Tzadikim Kisreifas Beis HaLakeinu. It's equal. And we have other members that say it's Kasha Yoser, it's worse. So what's worse? Is it worse to have Misas Tzadikim, or is it worse to have Sreifas Beis HaLakeinu? Interesting, Meshech Chachma, not for now. But it's interesting to note that there is a discrepancy. V'amai kari le shvi, because it's shvi l'chadash. So now says the Gemara, what's nogeya to us for Asar B'Teves? Tzom HaAsiri, ze Asar B'Teves, shebo samach melech bavel al Yerushalayim. Shenemar, v'ahi dvar Hashem alai b'shan ha'chiyas, b'chadosh ha'asiri, b'asar l'chadosh leimar. This is the pasuk in Yecheskel that we brought. Ben Adam, ksav l'cha Hashem hayom hazeh, es etzom hayom hazeh, samach melech bavel al Yerushalayim. V'amai kari le asiri, Why is it called the 10th? So I could have said Asar B'Teves. But no, it's Asir L'Chadash, because it's the 10th month, right? So far, so good. Why is this written here? Because we want to have all the four tzomos written in the order of the way they come in the year. And I, Reb Shimon, disagree with Reb Akiva, and I say, any Omer Kane. Says Reb Shimon, I don't think that we should fast on Asar B'Teves, I think we should fast on the fifth day of Teves. Why? Like you said, Shabo Bashmuel Agola Shehuksa Ha'ir. Like you said, obviously there was some rumbling happening before the date. Mm-hmm. So on the fifth day of Teves already, that's when the bad news came. Shenem Ravahi B'Shnei Esrei Shana Ba'asiri B'Chamisha L'Chodesh L'Galusenu Ba'ilai Ha'Palad Mi'Yushalayim. The messenger comes from Yushalayim. Okay, so that happened on the fifth day. So here we have a machlokes from Shimon and Reb Akiva. Should we have the fast of Teves on the fifth of Teves or on Asar B'Teves? So that's an interesting discussion in the Gemara, which we'll see in a couple of minutes. Will have some ramifications, as the Menachas Chinuch will point out.
Why is Zachari addressed as Ben Adam?
No, that's not Zachari, that's Yecheskel.
Yecheskel.
Oh, why is he called Ben Adam?
Yeah.
I think in Yecheskel, the Ribbono Shel Olam a lot of times refers to him as Ben Adam. What does it mean? Yeah, I don't know. Not sure.
I think I saw ones that every time you call, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Ben Adam, it refers to something that stopped from something bad.
Oh, yeah?
Will happen, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I think it's once or maybe something like that.
Could be.
Have to look into it.
Yeah. So let's see a number of vav. So
definitely the, a reason.
I'm sure. So let's see. So the Torah writes in Siman Tav Kuf Nun as follows. Zok the Torah. Im Chala B'Shabbos, if any of these Dalet Taniyos, either Tisha B'Av or the Tainus of Tammuz, right now we don't think it's Shabbos of Tammuz, right now it's earlier because we're talking about Churban Bayis Rishon, or Asar B'Teves, or Tzom Gedalia fall out on Shabbos, then Nidach Nad Achar HaShabbos. Zok the Beis Yosef, and listen to this. Beis Yosef says, B'Shem Rab David Avadram, one of the Rishonim, that the Avadram writes, B'Hilchos Tanis, Sha'asar B'Teves, who Mishunah Mishar Tanios, Asar B'Teves is different in its nature from all the other Tanios that we describe here in the Gemara. Shem Hayachal B'Shabbos, because if Asar B'Teves falls out on Shabbos, lahayu yicholim lidchos liyom acher. We would not push off Asar B'Teves. We would actually fast on Shabbos, just like Yom Kippur. Mipnei shenemar bo, says the Avadram, why? Because by Asar B'Teves it says in the Pasuk in Yecheskel, be'etzem hayom hazeh, kamo b'yom kippurim. Just like on Yom Kippur it says, be'etzem hayom hazeh, so too by Asar B'Teves, the Navi Yecheskel says, be'etzem hayom hazeh. So memela, we have to assume, says the Abu Dram, that we would even fast on Shabbos if Asar B'Teves fell out on a Shabbos. Says the Beis Yosef, V'lo yadati minayin lo zeh. I don't know where the Abu Dram is coming from. Yeah. He made up a drasha. He decided that because it says Atzushtel, it says Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh here, Etzem Hayom Hazeh there, therefore Memela, what? Where do we get this from? Beis Yosef says, I don't know what he's talking about. However, half of the Abu Dram we do accept. Says the Abu Dram, V'kasavod, that Asar B'Teves chalif amin b'shishi. Sometimes Asar B'Teves, like this year, falls out on Friday. And in fact, we do fast Asar B'Teves on Friday. The Shahat Somos La'olam Ein Chalim B'Shishi. As opposed to any of the other Taniyos, never fall out on a Friday, so we wouldn't end up fasting on Friday. But Asar B'Teves does fall out on a Friday. So it turns out that the Avadram is halfway accepted and halfway not accepted. On the one hand, we hold, like the Avadram, that Asar B'Teves that falls out on Friday, we do fast. And on the other hand, we hold that if Asar B'Teves would fall out on a Shabbos, we would not fast. So Reb Chaim famously says, and the Menachas Chinuch already says the same thing, in Mitzvah Shin Aleph, what is this all about? Why should we assume that Asar B'Teves has a different property, a different understanding than the rest of the Shaar Taniyos? Why is it different? Says Reb Chaim as follows. Because if you look carefully, the Gemara, perhaps Reb Chaim is Mechadish, that the Avadram understands that the Gemara assumes that all the other Taniyos, that is, Tisha B'Av, and some Gedalia, and Shabbos of Tammuz are not specifically put onto a calendaric date. The Chacham said there's something bad that happened in this. Tainus Esther is not the same. Tainus Esther is a different kind of Tainus. Some say it's a Tainus Shel Simcha. Tainus Esther, we're happy. Tainus Esther is not the same. It's different. So when we're dealing with these Dalet Taniyos, Reb Chaim suggests the following. Perhaps, with regard to the three of them, again, Tisha B'Av, Shabbos of Tammuz, and And no, Tisha B'Av, Shavuot, Shabbat, Tammuz, and some Gedalia. The three of them, it's not that Chazal said on this specific day in the month you have to fast. Rather, Chazal said something happened bad in this month, and one day of the month you have to take upon yourself to fast in commemoration of this terrible event. Like you said, I would assume the reason is, like you're saying, that it's not that this just happened out of nowhere. The Churban Beis HaMikdash didn't just happen one day. In the month of Av, it was a sad time because this was the time that the Beis HaMikdash was being destroyed. So therefore, we have a chiyuv to do a tainus on one day. So memela what? Memela what? So in later generations, we are koveya that the day of that month that we're going to fast is going to be, let's say, Tisha B'Av. One day in the month of Av, we have to fast, but the day that we chose that everyone should do together is going to be Tisha B'Av. So let's say Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos. So we don't have the right to go ahead and be mevatel Suda Shabbos, to be mevatel Enik Shabbos. Right? Because we just were mekabel upon ourselves the day Tisha B'Av. But Suda Shabbos came first, so therefore Suda Shabbos remains, and Tisha B'Av gets pushed off. However, when it comes to Asar B'Teves, Reb Chaim suggests that since it says Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, it means that originally, Midivrei Kabbalah, when the Tainus of Asar B'Teves was instituted, it was under the understanding that Asar B'Teves is a calendaric day that you must fast on this particular day. It wasn't a din in the month, it was a din on the day, that this day is a terrible day. Masha'en came, what we don't find by the other three Taniyos, that was a month of Avil, and they just arbitrarily had to pick one day.
Point is moot, because either do they come out on Shabbos or Fridays, or only Asar B'Teves comes out on Fridays.
Oh, so now...
Is it possible even for Asar B'Teves to fall on Shabbos?
Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos.
Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos. Yeah, but I'm talking about Asar B'Teves. Asar B'Teves does come out on Shabbos. But it could come
possible?
Friday.
That's the whole thing.
Right.
So it's not possible to come out on Shabbos.
What's not possible? The way the calendar falls out, you're saying?
Asar B'Teves cannot come out on Shabbos.
Okay, but that's...
The point is moved. I mean,
no, that's just now. That's just now. But the question is in the Lumdus. In the Lumdus, how do you understand what's going on here? Right? What? In our calendar, it doesn't. But we're talking in the times of the Gemara. How do you understand in the times of the Gemara? What's the difference between Asar B'Teves and the other Taniyos? So if Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, of course we don't fast on Shabbos. We push it off to Sunday. Why don't we push it up to Friday?
Can't fast on Erev Shabbos.
So that's why, because the Gemara says we're not makdim peronusa. We don't want to have peronius earlier, so we always push Tisha B'Av off later if it falls out on Shabbos. But over here, the Avadram suggests that if Asar B'Teves would fall out on a Shabbos and a Chanami, we would fast on Shabbos, which is a pella. It's a pella de gazach. My father said that when Rav Soloveitchik was learning this in Shir, when they were talking about Hilchos Taniyos, so he said he made mention of this Abadram, and he says, Baruch Hachama to him that it's a mistake in Abadram. We don't even have to waste time saying Pshat in him. Move on. That was that.
Well, it's a good point to it.
Is it some sefer that says that the Yom HaDin, because the Koranis really started then, every year, on a Sar B'Teves, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides if the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt that year.
Right.
And that's why, because it's such a serious thing. That's why even on Friday,
right. I saw that, but it's... I don't know. It's not really based.
That's how you always have, though.
Yeah.
That's why.
Beis Yosef says he doesn't know what he's talking about. Very nice. So what?
Nobody's telling us. It's got to be that day.
No, it's not.
I mean, that's Reb Chaim's Chiddush. That's Reb Chaim's Chiddush. That Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh means that day as opposed to everything else. It's a Chiddush. So let's listen to Menchas Chinuch.
How could that be stronger than the festival?
Oh, so that's a very good point. How is it possible that this is stronger? So Reb Yonis and Abishitz asked that question in the Yaris Debash. How could it possibly be that Asar B'Teves is worse than Tisha B'Av?
And that precedes it from the Midbar. The reason
of Yeah. So says the Rebbe Sanabish as follows. He suggests, take it or leave it, but he suggests the following, and it's in Chelik Aleph in the Drushim, but he writes as follows. What? Yeah. So Rebbe Sanabish suggests that he says, Hutra Haratsua, I think is his Lashon. He says that when you, sometimes the beginning of a tragedy is worse than everything else. And he brings a riot to this. He says, you find, let's say, by Tisha B'Av, right? So we know that the Iker of the Sreifa of the Beis HaMikdash was on Yudav. So why do we fast on Tisha B'Av? Right. I would have done it on Yud. Right. I would have been kovei on Yud. So why do we do it on Tes? Right. So why do we do it on Tes? What's the pshat? Answer is because that's the beginning, and sometimes the beginning is worse. Why? Because that's when everything went down. the ikar of the sreifa happened on you, it doesn't make a difference. So Rav Yonasan Naibishitz borrows that and he wants to explain the pshat over here. It's interesting. So he wants to say that maybe that's the pshat why Asar B'Tevis is more chamor than Tisha B'Av itself. Tisha B'Av is the most chamor in the whole year. How can you say anything's more chamor than that? Answer is, since Asar B'Tevis, as we saw in the psukim, was the beginning of the Piranias and Hiter Haratzua, that's when everything spun out of control, so perhaps that is even more chamor than Tisha B'Av itself. That's an interesting point that he raises.
I'll just say that by Tisha B'Av, because the Beis HaMikdash, since they lit the fire in the afternoon on it, mm-hmm. once the fire took hold, it wasn't already a Beis HaMikdash, it was already a Beis Chol.
Right.
It was Beis Chol, so to speak.
When it first started burning.
Yeah. Okay, so the Menachas Chinuch has an interesting raya to this Yisod. The Menachas Chinuch writes the same thing as Reb Chaim in explaining the Abudram. And the Menachas Chinuch brings a couple of rayas. Says the Menachas Chinuch as follows. He says, if you look in the Gemara, we all notice that when the Gemara talks about which day of the month of Tammuz we're supposed to be fasting, what does it say? Ninth of Tammuz. We all have the minig to do it on Shavasar B'Tammuz. Ask the Menachas Chinuch, what happened? What do you mean? What's the difference? How can we do Shavasar B'Tammuz, they do the ninth? Answer is, this was Bayis Rishon, says the Gemara. And Bayis Rishon was destroyed on Tes. Bayis Sheni, the Churban happened in Yud Zayin. In fact, the Menachas Chinuch saw what? But for so many generations, how many years was it from the destruction of the Bayis Rishon until destruction of the Bayis Sheni? 400 years, right? It was a long time. So what happened? For those 400 years, we were keeping a Tainus on Tes, and then all of a sudden, after the Churban Bayis Sheni, we switch it to Yud Zayin. What's going on here? We had a time. Says the Menachas Chinuch, it must be like Rav Chaim's Yisod. I mean, obviously, the Menachas Chinuch was first, but the Menachas Chinuch proves the Yisod from here. He says, because in the earlier generations, they were actually being noeg on Tes. But that's not that the Chiyuv was Bedafka on Tes. It's that on this month, one day in the month of Tammuz, you have to choose because Tammuz is a sad month. So, now, later on, when in later generations we have that Shavasar B'Tammuz is the bad day, so we're actually going to switch it from Tisha to Yud Zayin because we want everyone to be doing it uniformly. We want everyone to be fasting on the same day, even though originally the Takana was that one day in this month is good enough, so everyone could do what they want. But later on, Chazal, they wanted that everyone should be doing uniform, everyone should be fasting on the same day, so they were Kovei Yud Zayin, because in the Bayis Sheni, that's when everything was destroyed. Says the Menachas Chinuch, we find such a concept. We have a precedent like this in Hilchos Tkiyas Shofar. Why? Because the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Daled that Meikra Din Midaraisa, a person only has to blow Tkiyah Shvarim Trua. Right? That's it. And then, I'm sorry, Tkiyah Shvarim Tkiyah. Not Shvarim Trua. Tkiyah Shvarim Tkiyah. However, the Gemara is not sure. What is a Shvarim? Is it 3 or is it 9? So since the Gemara is not sure, so therefore we have the minhag to do Tkiyah Shvarim Trua. Frakt, all the Gaonim, what do you mean? What were they doing all the years? How do you have a machlokes, how are you supposed to do a Tkiyah Shvarim Tkiyah? What did you do last year, right? It's like the kasha they ask about the Tfilin Rashi, Tfilin Rabbein Otam. What was everyone doing before then? Right? So here's the same kasha the Gaonim ask. How does the Gemara have a Safik in Rosh Hashanah Lama Dalit? If the amount of Shvarim is supposed to be 3 or 9, I don't understand. What was going on until now? There were so many hundreds of years before they had this machlokes. What was going on? Frag Zaktiga, and in the pshat is that in the times already of Moshe Rabbeinu, they were ready to minhag him. In the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, there was a group that said we should be having 3 tkiyas. There was a group that said we should be having 9. And there were 2 minhagim that were going, and both of them were okay. And then later on, Chazal decided later, that, you know, we should have everything uniform. We shouldn't have a hefker velt that everyone's doing whatever they want. So then they're having a machlokes. What's more proper? Should we do 3 or should we do 9? One guy walked in and said, in my shul last year they did 9. And the other one walked in and he said, in my shul they did 3. The answer is you're both right. But now we want to be koveya that there should be uniformity in Klal Yisrael. So they decided that we're going to do a specific shvarim. And that's it. Yeah.
The machlokes was whether they did what the sound of the shvarim was.
Right.
Is it a shvarim true? Is it a shvarim or is it a true?
Right.
They all say you have that 9.
Right. The question is it only 9 or is it? Right.
Which 9 is it?
Right.
That's the Rav Haigon who brings it. It was never a suffix.
Right. Right.
Different traditions.
Different minhagim. Right. That's what he says.
During this time of the Bayis Sheni, were they fasting on Tes B'Tammuz?
I think so.
Maybe the whole Tammuz was working. Just like when the Blessed Love, all of these nights we're going to return them to Ntiyam Togim. So during the time when the Bayis was rebuilt, perhaps they didn't fast. Perhaps the minhag was forgotten because they didn't fast anymore.
The Gemara doesn't make mention of that. The Gemara doesn't mention that. I think the only reason why they're going to be batel lasa lava is because we know that's going to be Saraseinu day.
They didn't get back by Hashem the same glory that they had by Shishah.
Right. Right.
Now that's the Gemara in Shabbat, that they had a choice if the Shabbat, if it was a Shas Shalom.
Right.
So they didn't have to fast. So
right. If it was a Tzara, then they did. Yeah. So depended on the particular generation, which raises an interesting point. Bismanazeh, when really all these Taniyas are not really Chiyuv, because we're not in Shas Tzara, that's what the Gemara says. The only time these Dalet Taniyas are real Chiyuv is when it's a Tzara LeYisrael. So Mimela, nowadays it's just that we are makabel on ourselves to do it anyway. So that's why the Rishonim say, that's why the Bir Agra quotes the Ramban, that's why we're Mekel and we do Rechitza, and that's why we only fast from the morning and we don't fast at night already, but Me'ikar Adin, we should really be doing like Tisha B'Av, because Me'ikar Adin, really these Taniyas are the same. It's only because we are makabal on ourselves and it doesn't have a real halacha like Divrei Kabbalah like everything else. So based on that, somebody called me today, a guy Rafi Stoll from Florida called me today to discuss this. It's an interesting idea. He said, let's say you live in a generation where it's taka Ashas Hashmad, it's a time of tzara. Let's say my father writes in Nefesh HaRav that in the time of the Holocaust there were many Gdarlim who said, Anachanami, this is a tzara li Yisrael, and on the Dalet Taniyos we have to already start fasting Balayla, we have to be Machmir. Right, they did all the Inuyim and they started already Balayla. Why? Because the only reason to be Mekel and say that you don't have to fast already Balayla and you don't have to do all the Chamish Inuyim is only because Bizman Azeh, we were only Mekabalin on ourselves because we're not living in a Shas Tzara. But Anachanami, the Gemara says, Me'ikar Adin, like you're saying, when it was a Eis Tzara LeYisrael, then these Dalet Taniyos had the same halacha as Tisha B'Av. So, it's an interesting point. So this person asked me today, this Rafi Stoll asked me, well, who's deciding nowadays if it's considered an Eis Tzara? Let's say in the middle of the Gulf War, right? Or whatever. You're in the middle of a terrible Milchama in Eretz Yisrael. So who's getting up and deciding that this year is an Eis Tzara and all the Taniyos in the year we have to actually be Mekayim with all the Chamish Inuyim and already Balayla? An interesting point. Anyway, so this is the Chiddush of the Abadram. This is the Lamnus of Reb Chaim and the Minchas Chinuch. But Lamaisa in Shulchan Aruch, it says clearly not that way. In Shulchan Aruch we paskin, even if Asar B'Teves would have fallen out on Shabbos, we would not fast on Shabbos. And this is the Shita of the Rashi and of the Rambam and many other Rishonim. The Abadram is mamish very shver. We don't understand what he's talking about, like the Beis Yosef himself says. He doesn't
example,
know.
Using your example, how stringent, how calm the Asar B'Teves is.
That's what he says, but yeah. The Beis Yosef says he doesn't know where it comes from. He doesn't know where it comes from. So therefore, we don't paskin like that. And therefore we have the minhag that even if it would fall out on Shabbos, we would not fast on Shabbos. Someone just asked right before the shiur, am I allowed to be Mekabel Shabbos early this week and then eat before the Tainus is over, before Seis HaKachavim? Yeah, the answer is no. The Shulchan Aruch says Beferish not, because the Shulchan Aruch assumes that if you don't fast till nightfall, it is not called a Tainus, right? You're not Mekayim the Din of Tainus. I eat Shabbos. And there's an Isser of Tainus on Shabbos. Yeah, there's an Isser of Tainus, but the Isser of Tainus is only if you're going to fast the whole Shabbos. It's not if you're going to fast just a part of Shabbos.
Is it the Aschol or the Shabbos?
Right, right, exactly. If you would start Tainus...
It's not called Tainus. You're just eating a little later.
What?
It's not called Tainus, you're just eating a little later. Right.
Maybe it's both.
On Shabbos, so you get home, you make Kiddush, when is it
going to be? You make Kiddush fasting.
Just eat it.
Right, okay.
How could you make Kiddush type of fasting?
You can't. You don't.
You can't have a tainus.
Right, I mean, the Gemara says, Tainus shelo shakal al cham is not considered a tainus. And Shulchan Aruch paskin like that. So in Mail over here, if you don't wait till Seis HaKachavim, it's not...
In Torah Tanima, if I recall correctly, it's Tosefta Torah makes the distinction of the Yitzum of Etzem HaYom HaZeh. If you look at the way Navi Yitzum HaZeh was discussing Kiddush,
He's using it in a descriptive manner, whereas the Pasuk by Yom Kippur we derived it etzem hayom hazeh, talking in a halakhic context. So it's completely different. That's the mistake. That's why he thinks the whole thing is wrong. So the whole thing is, but the way he explains the Beis Yosef, the whole beer and the possibility, rather than the possibility. I didn't see the first part, I once saw.
So what is that? You make Kiddush fasting? No. You wait
to make Kiddush until...
Fast is over,
yeah.
So you're making Kiddush fasting.
Anachanami, so what's wrong? After Seis HaKachavim, then you drink the wine. What do you mean? Every Friday night you make Kiddush fasting, right?
No, it ain't before.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. Okay, so now let's move on to some more important halachas, which are as follows. Number one, what is the gether of Leil Hatzon? What do we assume the halacha is on the night before the fast? Let's say Thursday night. So is there anything special that we should know about when it comes to Thursday night? Not particularly this Thursday night, but any time Leil Hatzon. We know that only on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur do we begin the tainus from the night before. But perhaps there's something special about the night before with regard to all the other taniyas. So in fact, the Shaar HaTzion in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tav Kuf Nun points out, B'Shem the Elia Rabbah, quoting the Shalat, that a Baal Nefesh should be machmer on himself to fast all the other tzomos afilu balayla. That's what the Shaar HaTzion quotes from the Shalat, that a Baal Nefesh should be machmer ready to be mekabel tanis the night before. Asar B'Teves, meaning everyone has the whole shmooze. What if you go to sleep at night and then you wake up 5 o'clock in the morning before Netzach Hama and you're going to go eat? Over here the Shaar HaTzion says, well, you should have already started the Tainus Balayla. Really, on the other Taniyas, you should be just like Tisha B'Av and you should be fasting 24 hours. So let's say you have a situation like this. What?
You can't fast faster than you 3 days ago.
Yeah. Right. Okay, well, most people don't have the practice to do... What? They don't have the problem, right. So, let's say, take for example, let's say Shavasa B'Tamas falls out on a Sunday. Shavasa B'Tamas could fall on a Sunday. So let's say I decide I want to be Machmir on this Chumrah, and all the Taniyas I always start by Laila. So what happens? What do I do about Malava Malka? So about Abdallah, someone else will make Abdallah. Most other people are Machmir. So, L'chayra, I don't have a right to take upon myself a Midas Chasidus at the expense of Malava Malka, right? That's Pasha. And the same would be this week. We know that in the same Shaar HaTzion, he quotes that there are many who are machmir. Baal Nefesh Yachmir, this is even more easy for us to do. The Mishnah Berurah himself quotes this, not in the Shaar HaTzion, but the Mishnah Berurah there in Siman Tav Kuf Nun writes that a Baal Nefesh should be machmir not to be rochets on all the taniyos. The same way on Tisha B'Av, a person doesn't take a shower, so you should try not to take a shower on the Shaar taniyos. Not so hard to do, so don't take a shower. If you're not feeling well, so you take a shower, but if you are, then why not be machmir like the Mishnah Berurah says? Well, what happens this week? Asar B'Teves falls out on Friday. A person usually showers the Kavod Shabbos, but generally I have the minhag to be machmir and not to shower on the Shaar Taniyos. So what do I do this week? So obviously, the din of Kavod Shabbos takes precedence. It trumps this little chumra that the Mishnah Berurah quotes of not doing rechitza on the Shaar Taniyos. L'chor, that's a davar pashut. Now, you have to take a shower, not just you can, you have to. It's midin Kavod Shabbos, a person's mechuyev to.
What about shaving and all that other stuff?
Avada, Kavod Shabbos.
Mm-hmm. It's not applied to
Tanis Esther. Tanis Esther is different. Tanis Esther is different. We're talking about the Dalet Taniyos. So now, what's the halacha? Let's say Leil. You know, it's funny. My father was just discussing this. My father's going to Los Angeles on Thursday. And somebody there who's very friendly with him called him up and said he made reservations in a restaurant to eat on Thursday night in preparation for the Tanis. So he wants to take my parents out to eat right when they land. So, very nice of them. The problem is, I'm sure this person's going to listen to the shiur tomorrow morning. I just stayed in his house last week when I spoke in L.A. So, the issue is that my father is generally machmer for the following. There is a big discussion, is a person allowed to eat basar v'yayin on Leil HaTainis or not? This comes from the Ramah in Yerodea. The Ramah himself writes in Hilchos Nida, in Siman Kuf Pei Hei, what happens if by mistake a person is boiled Nida? The whole thing was b'shogeg, b'ones, whatever it was, a person didn't realize his wife was a nida, everyone made a mistake, and he was ba'al ishto nida. So it says the Shulchan Aruch, obviously a person has to do a serious tshuva for that, and he has to go ahead and take a tainus upon himself. Zok to Shulchan Aruch, someone who is doing a tainus for that particular reason, for doing a terrible aveira like that, even though it was b'shogeg, so he says, b'leil ha-tainus, he's not allowed to drink basar v'yayin. Zok to pischei tshuva, which leil ha-tainus are we talking about? Are we talking about the night before the tainus, or are we talking about the night after the tainus? What's the suffix? In halacha, we always assume the night before is considered a part of the next day. So Pischei Tshuva there quotes the Taras HaShlamim, who assumes as follows. We know that a tainus is b'makam karbon. A tainus is standing for us in the place of karbonos, like the Gemara says in Brachos Daf Yud Zayin, that every time they had a tainus or sheshes used to do a tefillah, and he used to say, the same way I was mamayit chalbi v'dami, so too it should be considered as if that was makriv chalbi v'dami agabi amizbeach. So you see, what? So in fact, the Rush writes also a chiddush b'shem Rabbeinu Tam. The Rush writes in Maseches Tainus in the third parak that just like by kachim we assume that a person is able to be makabel b'machshava that he wants to be makdish this animal, or he wants to give this to Hekdish, and he doesn't have to be motzi b'svasav, that the Gemara learns in Shavuos, because it says ha'adam b'shvua. So to over here is Dr. Rush, perhaps one who is makabel atinus in his makshava doesn't have to actually specify it with his speech. Why? Because atinus has some sort of properties of the dinim of karbanos carry over sometimes. So mamela, since we assume that the dinim of karbanos carry over, so mamela the Torah Hashlam has the following suffix. Yes, in Kala Torah Kula we assume that the night before has the din of the next day. So perhaps when the Ramah says one should not eat meat or drink wine, that's referring to the night before, because that's already the tainus. But perhaps the Ramah means otherwise. Perhaps the Ramah means that since the tainus is b'makam karban, so one should be machmir the same way by karbanos we say halayla holech acharayom. By karbanos, for some strange reason, gzeres hakasuv, the night follows the day before. So maybe by tainus also we should assume that if the Ramah says you're not allowed to eat meat and drink wine the night of a tainus, he means the night after the tainus. So there are those who are machmir not to have basar v'yayin, not the night before and not the night after. And in fact, the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tav Kuf Nun Ches writes the following: if chal Tisha B'av b'Shabbos v'nidcha liyom echad, let's say Tisha B'av falls out on Shabbos, and obviously we don't fast on Shabbos, so we fast on Sunday. So says the Ramah, you're only allowed to eat meat on
Monday.
Monday? Why Monday?
We do it all the time that way.
Oh.
Tisha B'av.
Oh. So what's wrong with your logic?
Nothing.
No, think about it. No, why does the Ramah not say that case? Why does the Ramah not say that case? You're right, but why does the Ramah not say it? Because it's not exactly right. On a regular day, Beis HaMikdash is still burning on Yud. So generally, the reason we don't eat meat till the next day is because on Yud is still... But over here... What?
Till
Chatzos, right. But over here, since it's already Nidche, right, so it's already Yud, then the next day is going to be... Yud Aleph, right? You could already eat meat. You should have been able to eat meat first thing in the morning, right? So over there says the Ramah, you're not allowed to eat meat by Laila. You have to only wait to eat meat till the next morning. What's the pshat? So you see the Ramah is under the assumption that the night after the tainus has the properties of the tainus itself. Why? Because we assume halayla holach acharyom, just like Bar Kavanas. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch writes also in our Achaim Siman Tav Kuf Pei that some say that every Monday and Thursday, Sheni v'Chamishi, a person should actually go ahead and fast on the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Right? There are many tzaddikim who do so. Obviously for us, this is something that we can't handle, right? Our generation is very weak, so we can't do this. It's only great tzaddikim do it. But Zakta Mishneh Berurah, Al Kapanim, a person should be machmir not to have basar v'yayin b'leil shelefneihem. So over here, the Mishneh Berurah seems to say the other way. Over here, the Mishneh Berurah says, well, even if you can't go ahead and fast on Sheni v'Chamishi, still you shouldn't eat basar v'yayin b'leil shelefneihem. Well, that's not such a pashut of Mishneh Berurah. Does he mean b'leil shelefneihem? Maybe it should be leil shelachareihem. That's exactly the suffix of the Torah Hashlamim. And in fact, the Ramah himself writes that the Leil Shel Acharayim is something we have to be careful about. So that being said, my father's a little concerned because now he's going to Los Angeles. And Thursday night is Leil Asar B'Teves. And he generally is Machmir, like many Acharonim say. The Archas Rabbeinu quotes that the Stipler said we should be Machmir like this. And the Kaf HaChaim writes that we should be Machmir like this. Many Acharonim say that there's a very strong reason to be Machmir, not to have Basar V'Yayin B'Leil HaTainus. So what do we mean B'Leil HaTainus? Do we mean before? Do we mean after? So my father's generally machmir not to have
both,
not to have before, not to have after. So here he is going to another community, and they want to take him out to eat.
What?
Yeah.
Also, he said to be machmir both days is stos. He said.
Yeah.
He said that in his speech.
It depends.
In Russia.
It depends. Depends. Anyway, so that's an interesting thing to know about. If we're able to be machmir, we should try not to eat basar v'yayin. Not to eat basar v'yayin either before or after, if one is able to do that. What? Right. So you're saying that's the way you want to be miyashiv again. You want to say that anachinami, the time to be careful not to eat basar v'yayin is really maybe lachareya. Why does the Mishneh Berurah say before? Because he's talking about us who are not fasting. Very good. So since I'm not together at carbon because I'm not fasting, so just to commemorate, on Churban Beis HaMikdash, don't have basar v'yayin on Sunday night and on Wednesday night.
Is dafka okay. Basar or
ofasar? Dafka basar or ofasar? I think he means just basar. Because Right? I think he means, actually in the 9 days you're saying the Avelis, we generally are machmir on chicken also? Interesting question. I don't know. Trying to think. I'm trying to think, how does that work? I don't know. I mean, you're right, in the 9 days we're machmir not to have chicken either. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. Interesting. Okay, so one last question which I want to discuss, and with this we'll close. Not going to be so fast, but with this we'll close. There's a very interesting shaila that was asked in the Minchas Yitzchak, which has a particular relevance for this year. Generally, the Minchas Yitzchak is Dayan Weiss from the Erech Haredes, so he has like 10 halakim of tshuva, so this is in Chelek Vav. Listen to the shaila. Asar b'tevish enafla b'shana zu b'yom erev Shabbos Kodesh. Right? So he's discussing a year like we have this year. V'hoyse ha'ashad d'chufa, and it's a short Shabbos. Shabbos starts at 4 o'clock. And Shachris, you're only allowed to daven Shacharis at 7, because Vasikin is, right, 7:05, or something like that. So how much time do we have in the whole day? It's a very short day, and we have to prepare for Shabbos, and we have to do everything, and we're fasting. So he says, you're very pressed for time. By the time you get out of the 8:30 Shacharis, it's already 9:45 at least, and then everyone schmoozes with you after davening, you don't get home until 10:30. So you have very little time. What?
They go by square very quickly.
Day goes by.
Except when it's going to come now to davening, so that stretches out.
Maybe. Oh, so what do you do? So listen to this. The Hispala B'nai Yeshivas tells the Khan, there was tells in Eretz Yisrael, Telstone. So he said the Shaila was raised as follows. The Khan, take it from beyond Mincha Gdola. They daven over here, Mincha Gdola right away, so that this way everyone can prepare for Shabbos and come straight for Kabbalah Shabbos. Nafal HaSavik B'neinu. We had the following idea. Is it Mutra Likra B'tara Lefnei HaZman Ba'ofen Shehatfila Ba'atzma Tiyav HaZmana? The laning takes a couple of minutes with Haftarah, right? So we don't have time to waste on Erev Shabbos Asar B'Tevis. The whole day is very short. Says the Minchas Chinuch, I have a great idea. The Minchas Yitzchak, I have a good idea. Why don't we lane? Yes, you're only allowed to start davening Mincha, let's say at 12:30. So maybe start the laning already at 12 o'clock, even though it's not the time for Mincha yet.
It's going to be laning that's right before Kabbalah Shabbos?
So listen. So he says, Hasafik haya im kriyas hatara b'tainis tzibur hu chelek min hatfila. Is the kriyas hatara considered a chelek of the tfila itself, a memela? Just like you can't daven Shemona Esrei till 12:30, you're not allowed to lay until 12:30 either. So you have to call mincha for 12:30. Or can you say no? Maybe it's inyan prati. Maybe it's a din in the tainis, that on the tainis, in the afternoon of a tainis, you have to go and lay with haftara. So as long as you do it after chatzos, because that's an afternoon already, maybe you don't have to wait a half hour. So what's the background of the shaila? I just want to give... No, you'll say Ashrei. Ashrei is... Ashrei is just like Dhamma to the Tefillah.
But that luck is, I think, by
Mitzvah
Gedolah, you can't say
Ashrei. Yeah, you're not supposed to. So over here, this is a B'dievet story, right? Where we're stuck, we're pressed for time here. So what's the background of a shaila? Let's just get an appreciation a little bit for what his suffix is. Says the Gemara in Yuma Daf Chav Ches Amit Beis. Amar Ab Safra. Silosa Da Avram. What is the Tefillah of Avram? Anyone know? Shachris. Wrong. Says the Gemara, Tzilusa d'Avram is Mincha. Apella. So all the Rishonim have a kasha. What do you mean? We know Avram Avinu is the one who is Masak in Shachris. Why is the Gemara called Mincha over here? Tzilusa d'Avram. So it's a big discussion in the Rishonim there. The Tosis Rid and the Tosis Shonim write, no, Avram Avinu ready daven Shachris and Mincha. And, okay, whatever. Interesting. A whole story. What? Yeah, a whole story exactly why... Yeah, a whole story why exactly the Gemara calls Mincha the Tzilusa d'Avram. Okay, be it as it may, the Gemara here is discussing Mincha. So says the Gemara. What? Right. Yeah, so this is exactly it. Says the Gemara. Amar Rav Safra, Tzilusa d'Avram, Miki Mishachri Kosli. When is the time to daven Mincha? Miki Mishachri Kosli. Now, when does that happen? Anybody know? Oh, 12:02, right? 12 o'clock is Chatzos. 12:02, the sun starts to tilt in one direction. So now there's going to be already shade. Amar Rav Yosef, Anan me'Avram nekem v'nigmar. What do you mean? We're going to go ahead and learn the din of Zman Mincha from Avram Avinu. Amar Rava, so Rava says, what do you mean? Tana gamar me'Avram. We have other members that have learned that from Avram Avinu. Most famous is what? Bris Milas, Rizim Magdim in the Mitzvahs, right? What's your problem? The Tanya. The whole day you're allowed to do a bris milah. The whole makar of the din, so izim akdim the mitzvah, that's what the Gemara says in Pesachim Dav Zayin as well, is learn from Avraham Avinu. So what's your problem? Why didn't you want to learn this man mincha from Avraham Avinu as well?
He wasn't the reason why Gemara was a good meal. He waited until he was 100 years old.
No, but Vayashkim Avraham HaBoker, he got up early in the morning.
That was for the Shechter's son. But hey, this
is okay.
The reason of demons. But not for Briz, not for his own.
Okay. Elam Rava. So it says the Gemara as follows. Ha kakashile, titnan. Chol Arvi Pesachim Liyos Be'erev Shabbos. Let's say Erev Pesach falls out on Erev Shabbos. And now, we're going to be pressed for time. Erev Shabbos is a busy day. Nishchad HaTamid B'sheshu Mechza. Generally, we don't shech the carbon talmid till 9.5 hours in the day. But over here, where we're pressed for time because it's Erev Shabbos, so you have to give a little more time. So the earliest you could start shechting the carbon Pesach is 6.5 hours. B'karav v'sheva o'mechza. I frek the gemar v'nishchate mekim v'shachri kosli. Why do we wait till 12:30 to start shechting the carbon Pesach on Erev Pesach? Every minute is going to count because it's so busy on Erev Shabbos, Erev Pesach. So says the gemar, why do you wait till 12:30? Why don't you already start shechting at 12 o'clock? Says the Gemara, my kushya, what's your problem? I'll tell you why. If the walls aren't straight, right, then it will be off. So maybe that's why in the Beis HaMikdash they had to wait till 12:30, because the Beis HaMikdash was done a sloppy job, and the walls weren't straight, so Mimela, they had to wait till 12:30. Yeah, pellet, that's what the Gemara says. Maybe that's why they waited till 12:30, because the wall wasn't straight. They couldn't make it straight, right? So Pella de Gateris.
That's straight. They have nothing to do with
stones.
The whole Gemara is a Pella. We're talking about the White House, right? This is the most chashuv building in Klal Yisrael. How did they not get it straight? It's a Pella.
Yeah. They weren't straight.
But no wall, that's what he's asking. No wall in the base of Mikdash was straight? So go look at that one wall and see the straight wall. So says the Gemara, that's one teretz. Another teretz, Inami. No, Avraham Avinu was able to daven right away at 12 o'clock. Why? Because Shani Avram did Stagninus Gedola Haisa Beliba. Avraham Avinu was an astronomer. He intuitively knew right away what time everything was. He had a clock inside of his head. So Mamela, he was able to daven right away at 12. But since we don't know exact Zmanim, which is a Pella also, we know better Zmanim than anyone else nowadays. So since we don't know this Zmanim, so Mamela, we have to wait till 12:30 to make sure it's really after Chatzos. Inami says the Gemara, third teretz mishum the zaken v'yoshu b'yeshiva havi. Avraham Avinu was such a big tzaddik, the Rabbanu Shalom gave him a matana that he knew what time it was. Okay, very nice. Rashi writes in Brachas Daf Tes, as well as in Pesachim Daf Tzadi Gimel, that you can learn from here that the ikar zman for shchitas atamid and for shchitas karban Pesach and for zman mincha every day, me'ikar adin can be learned from Avraham Avinu. Just since we're afraid that we're going to make a mistake of not knowing what time Chatzos is, so therefore, says Rashi, we wait the extra half hour, but really that's just a Gzeira Midrabanan. But the evidence, if a person davens in between 12 o'clock and 12:30, his Yotzei, his Chiv of Mincha. That's what Rashi writes in Brachas Daf Tes and in Pesachim Daf Tzadi Gimel. In Shulchan Aruch, however, in Hilchas Mincha and Reish Lamed Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch says, no, a person who davens Mincha has to wait till 12:30. He's not allowed to daven from 12 o'clock. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Machlokas Acharonim, what happens b'di'eved if a person davens in between the time of 12 and 12:30, in that half hour? Do we say b'di'eved is yotzei because really Bein Harbayim begins at 12 o'clock, and just midrabanan we tell him to wait, but b'di'eved if he did it already, so it's farfallen, you just keep it that way, he's mekayim his mitzvah. Do we say nope, he's not mekayim the mitzvah at all, and if by mistake he davens before 12:30, he's not yotzei the chiyuv of mincha, he has to daven again. Zok the Mishnah Berurah tzarachi in the dina, he's not machriya lahalacha. What is the din if you wait in between that half hour? What's the pshat in this machlokes? Zok the machzis hashekel there. I'll tell you what it's about. It depends which teretz in the Gemara you assume is correct. If you hold like the second or third teretz that Avraham Avinu was this massive genius, he was a big talmid chacham, he was a tzaddik, he knew everything. So then Mamele, you'll say what? That was only Avraham Avinu, but for us, that we're not just big tzaddikim, we have to wait till 12:30 because we really make a mistake. If you hold like the first teretz of the Gemara, that the only reason they had to wait in the Beis HaMikdash was because they didn't have straight walls, so we have straight walls, so we can daven right away. So that's what the Machzis HaShekel says. This Machloikas in the Achronim is exactly based on that Gemara in Yumad Afchav Ches, and depending on the teretz of that Gemara is how you're going to understand the time frame between 12 o'clock and 12:30. Nachzer L'Nyanenu, says the Minchas Yitzchak as follows. He says that the Gemara in Tainus, Daf Yud Beis, Daf Yud Gimel, assumes very clearly that the chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah and Haftorah on a Tainus Tzibur is a chiyuv that is imposed after Chatzos Hayom on the Tainus. That's what he writes. What? After Chatzos. Zoktim and Chasitzchak, if you look in Rashi there, Rashi says, and we can learn this from Avraham Avinu, that Avraham Avinu davened right away once the walls got dark. So too, we're allowed to do laning right away after the walls get dark. We don't have to wait. So he says, it seems from the Stimas HaLashon and Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam and everyone who quotes this halacha, that you don't have to wait the extra half hour for the laning, which is a very interesting halacha. It would come out that this year we can save ourselves a lot of time. We don't have to go ahead and start Mincha at 12:30. What time does it say on the Bima? I don't know. We don't have to start Mincha at 12:30. We could start Mincha at 12 o'clock, go ahead with the laning, do the Haftarah, and by 12:30 we'll be up to the Shemona Esrei, and we'll save ourselves a couple of minutes in the busy afternoon that we're going to have. It's a very interesting thing. My father thought that Menachas Yitzchak was absolutely correct. He thought that this is in fact the case, that we don't have to wait till 12:30 in order to start the laning. One idea which is very similar to this is the following. In Hilchos Pesach, we find many Rishonim. The Torah quotes that there are many Rishonim who are machmir and very makbid, that you have to bake your matzahs bedavka after Chatzos, right? So Rashi writes like that. What's that all about? So they say, because, why are Pesach matzah? Zok Rashi, the reason why is because iskish matzah to the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. So since we have a hekesh between matzah and Pesach, so memela, the same way you shech the Karban Pesach after Chatzos, so too, you bake your matzahs after Chatzos. Other Rishonim assume, no, the only hekesh is for the time of the achila, that the same way we eat our Karban Pesach until Chatzos halayla, so too we have to eat our matzahs before Chatzos halayla. Be it as it may, and the Gra already famously asked the Kasha, how do you say that you have to bake your matzahs bedafka in the afternoon? What are you going to do Erev Pesach, Shacholias, b'Shabbos, right? It's a famous raid, we'll talk about it. Pesach time. Who? He didn't.
That's right.
No, but he asked on the Rishonim, how did the Rishonim say that you have a chiv to bake the matzahs in the time of the Asiyas HaPesach? Aye, what are you going to do with Erev Pesach, Shacholias, b'Shabbos? You're not allowed to bake on Shabbos. So Rabbeinu Tam says they bake right after Shabbos. Frek the Gra, what does that help? You didn't shech the Karban Pesach then.
A couple of years ago, I think it was, no?
Yeah. Right, we had it a couple of years ago. So that's an interesting question. But be it as it may, in Shulchan Aruch, it says that you're not supposed to start with the Afiyah until after Sheish Shos, Shehu's Man HaKrovus Karban Pesach. So the Achranim there, the Magen Avraham and others have, the Chok Yaakov and the Magen Avraham, have Machlokas there, well, not so fast. What time are you allowed to start? Do we say you're allowed to start right after Chatzos Hayom? Or do we say that no, you have to wait, just like by Karban Pesach and the Beis HaMikdash, you used to wait till 12:30, so maybe you have to wait till 12:30 for the Afiyas HaMatzos. Or do we say, no, this is just a Zecher Ba'alma, the whole thing is a Chumrah on top of a Chumrah that Rashi and other Rishonim invented, so maybe it's good enough if you start at 12 o'clock after Chatzos, you don't have to wait the extra half hour. So that's the same kind of discussion that we have over here. When we have something which is tali in the afternoon, let's say the Kriyas HaTorah and the Haftorah of the Tainus, and we say that a person is only allowed to be mekayim his mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah and the Tainus after Chatzos, does he have to wait till 12:30 just like Mincha? Or do we say, no, it doesn't take on all the properties of Mincha and these other dinim like Shechitas Karban Tamid, which has to be after 6.5 hours. He can already do his laning and his Haftorah on the Tainus Tzibur starting 12 o'clock. So that's a very interesting discussion that the Minchas Yitzchak has in Chelek Vav of his Tshuvas. Okay, Mitzvah Shem, this Tainus should be L'Sasun U'L'Simcha, B'Meir of Yameinu.